What have we here? One for the Zetacine swine and one for me.
Oh, it's putrefying.
The Zeroid Ultramelon is at its finest in a state of advanced decomposition. As its structure breaks down, it begins to release its ambrosial nectar.
Ambrosial nectar?
Want a whiff?
No, thanks. You're too generous.
I wonder what else is around here.
We need to get back to the doctor.
When I'm ready.
What about the Zetacine swine? Come on.
I won't be rushed, girl. And I don't care for being told what to do.
Oh, Conkers.
I'll go when I'm good and ready. Not before.
Rotter.
I've earned the right to do as I please. What are you looking at?
The Zetacine.
Right. Stay calm.
Okay.
Follow my instructions and try and get yourself between it and me.
Okay. Why?
It's safer.
Who for? Going to hurt you. Well, I'm not. But please don't kill me. Do you understand?
Damn thing.
I told you that wouldn't work. All you've done is wind it up. Did that make you feel better?
Not much.
Nell, did it hurt you?
No, it could have done. It's like it chose not to.
Well, it didn't choose to spare poor old Rotter.
No, isn't that strange?
What's strange is it leaving your little friend alone.
No, but look what it did. He's been smothered, suffocated.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
It suffocates a man who was all about drawing stuff in.
The smells.
So what does that mean about the Zetacine?
It knows exactly what it's doing.
Succeeding was the big game hunter. The swine left his head like it was a trophy.
And Luton, all laid out like one of her collections.
It's delivering justice.
The poetic kind.
What's it gonna do to me, this vengeful beast? Launch a hostile takeover of my funding houses.
Come on.
Where are we going?
It's dinner time.
What is a hypostolic regulator?
What do you mean?
That thing you wanted, what does it do?
It's a hypostolic regulator. It regulates.
Regulates what?
Emotions. My ship's got some that need sorting out. Any more questions?
Don't you normally clear muck out of a pigsty rather than spreading more about?
It'll come here for food. We need to make this spread look as inviting as possible.
You're adding in the Haversitch powder?
Sprinkled like seasoning. The Zetacine swine will sleep like a baby. Giant pig. Pour some more of that glossum over the top, Nell.
I should try and get used to this. It's probably the only job I'm good for.
You're not helping, Cela.
If it doesn't put the two of you out that much, I'd rather not get my hands dirty.
Really? That's unexpected.
She has people to do that sort of thing for her.
Yeah, maybe you're right. So maybe she didn't loosen the restraints on the Zetacine herself. Maybe she just gave the order.
Oh. If you're going to make allegations like that, I hope you live long enough to find a lawyer.
I'm right, though, aren't I? The others wouldn't know their way around this place. You're the one who brought the Zetacine to stage 3. You chained it up, you fed it. And when it looked like you might lose control of it, you set it free.
Doctor?
I think someone's picked up the scent.
We need to move.
I still don't understand why.
She didn't want to lose the prize.
She's rich enough. They all were. That was the whole point. The game didn't actually matter. The Zetacine didn't matter.
That's the way our world works.
Because you've all got so much money that you can withstand a loss.
Correct.
Well, one or two losses, maybe. But you're a speculator, aren't you, Cela? A trader. Taking gambles isn't what you do in your spare time. It's your whole life.
Doctor, Rotter said there were all sort of pooled beneficiaries.
Well, that makes sense. There's no one else they care about.
That thing is coming closer.
When one of you dies, the other three divide their estate. And the last one standing gets the lot. What happened, Cela? Bet too many times on the wrong star going boom? Was this really the only way to stay wealthy?
Doctor!
Don't move. He doesn't want us.
Go back. I fed you. I looked after you.
You enslaved it.
Go back. I'll help you. I'll set you free.
Silo, no. The caged animal returns on its keeper.
Drowning her in its own food trough. Doctor, it's coming for me.
Don't.
It's licking my hand.
I think it likes you. Are you able to reason? Can you understand me? Your enemies are all dead. Your revenge is over. I don't praise, I don't condemn. I understand what it is to be alone in the universe.
Doctor, what's it going to do?
It has to stay on the move. Keep one step ahead of the next people who try to catch it. It needs to travel from place to place because there's nowhere left for it to call home. Like me. That's what I do.
Can I come with you?
You want to choose my life? I didn't choose it. I can't tell you you're always going to be happy or safe, but I can show you things you've never seen before, and I promise you one thing. You won't be bored.
Actually, I was talking to the Zeta scene.
Ah, right. Forget I said anything.
It's not...
No, honestly!
I'm flattered.
It's fine.
It's just... It hasn't got anyone else, has it? And it needs someone. To keep an eye out for poachers, pack suitcases, that sort of thing.
It sounds a risky sort of life.
And that's the sort of thing I've always wanted. My friend Paris Fear. You don't know her. She always says, don't be out of the shops when your destiny comes calling. This is what I want to do.
Good. And I've got just the going away present.
Oh, Doctor.
CeeLo's credit stub. I've hacked it for you. All the wealth of the four of them. Don't spend it all at once.
And you, Doctor? What are you going to do now?
Good question. I really ought to have a plan. But why change the habit of so many lifetimes?